Welcome to the SP. This is the Soliloquy Podcast.
Okay. It's been a very long time since I got in front of the mic and said anything. And I'll be honest. Yes, it's been a lot going on. I guess first off, Happy New Year. I haven't said that to nobody, I don't think. If I have, I really don't remember. Maybe like a couple of family members or something. But to everyone who's going to listen to this, Happy New Year. It's 2021. And it's funny because I feel like I got a lot to say. But in my brain right now, like, I'm going blank. But hopefully as I keep rambling, you know, something will come out of this. So I guess the big obvious question is, what the fuck happened to me? What the fuck happened to me? What? A lot. And you know what? If I'm being honest, let me lower this real quick. If I'm being honest, it's probably not as much as I think it is. But one thing's for certain, 2020 has not been good to me. It hasn't been good to a lot of people. One thing I do know about life is whatever I'm dealing with or whatever you may be dealing with, there's always somebody out there who's dealing with far worse. So I'm not going to, you know, obviously I'm not going to play the woe is me, you know, symptom on you guys or, you know. But, I mean, I have been going through a lot. And, yeah, 2020 sucked for everybody. You know, you got the obvious, you know, elephant in the room being the coronavirus that has been taking people's lives left and right. Like every time you turn on the TV, you know, someone else has fallen to it. And what's weird about it is, remember when it first came out and everybody thought that shit wasn't real? Like, it just was some bullshit. And then once people started getting it, like celebrities, that's when everybody started paying attention to it. And it's fucked up that it had to take celebrities to get it for people to actually think that, you know, diseases do exist and it happens. But I guess because it was on such a massive scale that everybody just was like, nah, this is just some bullshit. This ain't, that's over third world countries. That shit ain't coming over here. And then lo and behold, you know, it's here. And it's taking out people left and right ever since. And this whole thing has been a wave roller coaster. You know, I know this is like old news now, and I'm like saying it now in 2021. And because I've really never really mentioned too much of it on my podcast, but it's just, you know, we tend to take lives and things for granted until they're like right at our doorstep. And what's crazy now though about this is like, you know, looking, you know, today, you know, people are trying to like open up their businesses and like open shit back up. And like, I guess people thought when 2021 came that it just was going to disappear. Like, all right, now things are back to normal. It was just like, no, that's not how diseases work. Like, it got to go through people's systems, honestly, so we can build immunities to them. And so our bodies can learn how to fight this shit off. And until that happens, you know, this probably is going to be here for a number of years. But other than that, like, you know, 2020 has been a shit show. And 2021 for me is, you know, we all hope that when the new year turns that, you know, things will be better and we can look towards a brighter future. But I'm going to be honest. I'm going to just let y'all guys know what's been going on with me and just where I've been at right now. If you guys follow me on Instagram, if you notice, I haven't really been posting much shit because I kind of been like in a, I don't know what to call it. It's not, you know what? I know what it is. It's It's what is it called? It's midlife crisis. Like I'm having a midlife crisis, but it's not in the way that most people have them, or that, you know, most people define it. Like most men, when they're having a midlife crisis, it's more so like, hey, I'm still the young cool guy. Look at me hanging out with all the cool kids. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not old. I can still dance. I'm not old. I can still get bitches. You know, I'm not old. I know what the latest rap songs is. I'm not old. I'm down with you know, the latest fashion and shit. That's not where my midlife crisis is. It's not that. I'm not the old guy that's struggling trying to find his youth. I'm not in that. That's not what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with a lack of... I'm feeling like I have a lack of success, a lack of goals that I didn't accomplish, a lack of talent that I've never used, and, you know, just a few regrets of mine. So that's where I'm at, you know. I'm not out here trying to be the old guy that's young. I'm out here realizing that I'm the old guy who hasn't accomplished anything. Like, I've had so many, and it took my cousin for me to realize it and to really, I guess, to really pay attention to it. I mean, I've been told this my whole life, but because, you know, when you grew up like mine, I mean, if you had a life like mine, you know, I didn't really necessarily have, you know, the parents that really said, you can do it, you know. Go after your dreams and blah, blah, blah. I've explained this, I think, on another podcast, so I'm not going to go too deep into it. But I didn't have that encouraging background to be all you can be, you know. I didn't grow up like that. It was like you grow up, you serve God, you go to school, you get a job, and that's it, you know. Like, I kind of grew up with that mindset. So all of my God-given talents, which is my art. And nowadays, I kind of formulate my art into more than just drawing on paper, because I don't really draw on paper anymore. I'm pretty sure I can do it. Like, I'm pretty sure if I pick up a piece of paper or pick up in like a notebook or something, I'll be able to draw a picture. So it's not necessarily the pen and paper art I'm referring to. It's really a combination of all of it. You know, my art, give my pen and paper art, my musical art, you know, my love for making videos. I've even been told that my podcast is pretty good. So I am a creator. I've always been a creator, but because I wasn't born into a world where I had parents that taught me take this God-given talent and give it to the world, you know, I've wasted it all. And like now, you know, I've been doing it as of recently, like, but I will be honest, even though I've been doing it as of recently, there's a lot in me, maybe not a lot, there's a little bit of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a little bit of, like, doubt, like on my shoulders, like, saying that it's too late, like, you've had your youth years, your greatest years, at the peak and height of your God-given talent, and you shared it with no one. You kept it all to yourself. You made beats and never told nobody you made beats. You made art and just kept piles of notebooks full of your art in folders, never showed anyone except maybe like people very close to me, like my brothers and sisters, but never really showed the world. You got a podcast, you know, that you don't really promote. You might throw a couple of clips on Instagram, but you're not really pushing it to like the forefront, like, hey, you should listen. So I've always kept all of my talents and all of my things to myself. And now at 37, yeah, I just had a birthday, by the way. My birthday was February the 1st. And, you know, normally I would post a picture or a cool kind of video. But like I said, I've been kind of like in a rut, so I haven't really been feeling, you know, like doing it like that. But yeah, I just had a birthday. So I'm 37 and I'm looking at my life now and I'm full of disappointment. I'm not sure what to call how I feel right now, but I feel like I had all these years and at my prime, I didn't do shit. I did a lot of shit, but didn't do shit at the same time. And so it's been bothering me a lot. I just feel like I could have done so much more with myself and I didn't. And it's like, you know, sometimes I feel like anytime I turn on a mic or turn on my computer to make a YouTube video or get in front of the laptop and try to make some beats, it's like, why are you doing this shit now? Nigga, you had 20 years to do this shit. Like, that's just how I feel right now. And I guess that's why, you know, I kind of been in a rut. And so, you know, I've been dealing with all of that. Just, you know, trying to figure out, like, what to do next. Like, what should I do? Should I just keep my knee pads on and my boots and just keep going to fucking work? Or should I just start really promoting myself like I should have done years ago and go after my art and use my art somewhere, whether it's podcasting or no YouTube? I really have a love for the YouTube thing. And I like talking. So I like doing the podcast, but for some reason, every time I come downstairs into my room, to the little game room, I look at my lights and my freaking, my phone padding on the walls and my tripod, these two monitors I'm staring at right now, and then I just sit here and I wind up not making nothing, and then I just push my chair in front of my television and play my video games and then just watch YouTube and go to sleep. Because it's like, there's just always that little nudge inside of me saying, nigga, it's too late. You know? I'm sure other people have dealt with this and know how this feels. And this is just, no, all of this spill I'm giving you right now, this is just, you know, how I feel about myself and my art and my talents and how I feel that I've wasted them. And it took, and the reason why, like, 2020 and, you know, 2021 is so significant is this is the year I realized it. Like, I've always kept all my art and stuff to myself, and I always thought that was just fine because, like I told you, I wasn't necessarily born with the parents that encouraged you to go after your dreams. So it's just like this year and last year, I really started realizing that I've really wasted a lot of talent. And maybe social media has made me feel like that because I'm seeing a lot of young brothers and sisters, you know, grow up and use their God-given talents, and now they're, you know, getting endorsement deals and stuff. And it's like, man, I just wasted a lot of fucking time. And, you know, I probably shouldn't be getting into this, but, I mean, this is also part of why I feel the way I feel. Me and my wife, man, we've had a fucked up 2019 and 2020. And I've talked about this a little bit in another podcast, another episode. But I feel like maybe this year, you know, could possibly be the turnaround because I'm going to be honest, I've yelled all I can yell. I've screamed all I can scream. I've lost my voice. My cuz just informed me that I have high blood pressure because I used to always wonder why every time I yell, I get a headache. I didn't know what that was. I just thought because I was just angry and it gave me a headache. But obviously, it turns out he's in the medical field. That's why I always go to him. Turns out I have high blood pressure. I didn't even fucking know that. I just thought I was getting so angry that my head was just going to explode. But I didn't know exactly what the reason was behind it. Turns out I got fucking high blood pressure, which makes sense because I eat a lot of salts and sugars and shit. But I didn't fucking know. But, yeah, you know, I've for the first time last year, my wife has actually seen me cry twice. I've never, ever, in all the years we've been together since 2009, I have never cried in front of my wife until last year. I burst into tears twice. I felt like such a fucking pussy. Talk about a beta male feeling. Like, I've never felt like a beta male until the day I cried in front of her. I've always felt like I was the man, and as a man, it's like you rather rage or not talk. You know what I'm saying? Like you rather be, if you're going to have a feeling, be angry as fuck or don't be, or just don't be mad when you're around your woman. But don't be sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, You can rage and be like, motherfucker, and this and that, and you bitch, and blah, blah, whatever the fuck you might say to your girl when you mad. Or you just be like, you know what? I ain't getting into this shit with you, man. Now I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to go take a walk. I'm going to get in the car. We can talk about this later. You can have that attitude. But I cried, like, cried. Like, I fucking, like, cried. Not like, you know, the manly cry where you, like, are sitting there and just tears are running down your face and you're trying to wipe your tear. Your girl, my baby, what's wrong? It's okay. Either I'm cool. I'm all right. No, like, I fucking cried. Like, fuck, man. Like, I cried, dog. Like a fucking wimp. And then the sad part is, like I said, I did it twice. The first time was already bad enough, and then I fucking did it again. I was like, oh my God, I'm such a fucking pussy. Like, I just been all over the place lately. Just, you know, between last year and, like, not now, but it's definitely last year. But I think I probably needed that, to be honest, because, you know, it kind of helped me get back on, like, get my thoughts and feelings, you know, somewhat back together. Because sometimes as a man, just feel like you got so much pressure on you to do right and succeed and, you know, to be about your business and to be focused. And this is also where a lot of my midlife crisis feeling is coming from. Because I feel so, like I said, I feel so unaccomplished. No, I started out talking about my art. But, you know, now I'm kind of going into my family. I feel unaccomplished in my family life, too. Like, I feel like I haven't done enough. And, well, I'll be honest and say I know I haven't done enough. I haven't done enough. I'm not the man who wants the two matching BMWs outside in front of the $500,000 house. That's not me. I never wanted that. So I don't feel unaccomplished. Excuse me. I don't feel unaccomplished because I'm looking at Instagram and I'm seeing people I know who got, you know, who are realtors and who are entrepreneurs and who, you know, have their own businesses. And I'm looking at their relationships going, man, they doing it. And I'm not the guy looking at, you know, guys who got like Ferraris and Corvettes that they drive around for fun. I'm not looking at those guys thinking that my life is shitty. So don't, you know, don't get it twisted. I'm not by no means doing that. Let me lower this down a little bit. I'm trying to edit this shit and fucking do the podcast at the same time. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that guy. So I'm not out here boo-hooing because I'm seeing all these, you know, so-called people being rich or sometimes so-called people playing fake rich. You know, I'm not looking at social media and going, man, my life is fucked up. But it's just the basic things that I am still lacking that's saying I fucked, that's making me feel I fucked up. Like, I'm still not a homeowner. I'm 37 years old. That fucking bothers me. Now, my wife, you know, we had our problems, but I have to say, being the angel that she is, she has never once, you know, came down on me like, what we gonna do? You know, we gotta get a house and, you know, you grown and, you know, you need to, like, she's never, like, been on me like that. She's always been the supporter saying, you know, we can do it. Our time will come. And she's pushed that since, you know, and she's been pushing that. Like, our time will come. Don't worry about it. We just got to work harder. So, you know, kudos to Buns for just, you know, she never made me feel bad about that. I basically beat myself up with that situation, with, like, having the house and the shit. Like, it bothers me that I'm 37 and I'm not a homeowner. That fucking bothers me a lot. I know a lot of 30-year-old dudes that, like, are just living in apartments. And I don't know if they're thinking like me, but that shit fucks me up. It makes me feel unaccomplished. And I will say that's where a lot of what my life has been beating me down with. Like, I'm almost 40, bro. And because I am a man, I am mathematical. And like I said, kudos to my wife for not making me feel down about it. But at the end of the day, I'm a man. I'm mathematical. I'm doing the math. A mortgage roughly takes 30 years to pay off. If I still don't have a house, that means if I get a house at 40, I won't finish paying it off till I'm like 70. And so in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to be working to the day I fucking die. You know? Like, I'm just doing the math. I got kids. And I know people who are my age who also have kids. But their kids are teenagers. Like 13, 14. Some of them already graduated. People I went to school with already got kids that's either about to graduate or graduated. Now, I know that just means they had kids when they were young. I know that. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm just starting out, yo. I got a stepchild that's 13, a son that's 6, and a daughter that's 4. And I'm 37. Like, I'm doing the math here. I'm going to be working till I'm 90 years old. Like, that's what my mind tells me. You know what I'm saying? And by the time I'm dead, I would never have relaxed. See, and enjoy my time. Like, I'm trying to enjoy my time on this earth while I have it and appreciate the things I do have. But I'm also, as a man, doing the math and knowing that I'm going to be working and not going to retire no time. Retirement is out of the question. Oh, by the way, I lost my Red Bull job. I got fucking fired. So, you know, everybody knows I left, you know, Frito-Lay. I've been over with 8 years. So in my mind, I got to start a career over and try to build up 20 plus years of work at 37. And the job I wanted to keep, I just lost. So, you know, I mean, I had a job. I mean, I'm not sitting here without a job. I still work for FedEx, so I'm still fine. But once again, as a man, I'm doing the math. I got to put 20 years in these places so I can even have a significant 401k or retirement. So as a man, doing the math, in my mind, I'm never retiring. I'm not going to. I'm going to work until my arms and legs fall off. And, you know, I'm not just saying that for the pod, for dramatic effect. Like, I mean it, because I wasted too much fucking time. At 37, I should at least be 15 years in the company right now. I am just starting out. I got to start the fuck over. Which tells me I'm never retiring, ever. So I really started getting hard into, I've been working out, but now it's like, I really try to like keep the weight off and shit. Cause I can't have my body afford to check out. I literally can't afford it. And so between me not being a homeowner, me and Alicia's relationship kind of being rocky, but trying to get back on an uptick, my age and the lack of me using all of my art for all of these years and just keeping it to myself, it caused me to go into a midlife crisis. I just feel like I was a God-given waste of talent. And I'm trying my best to pull myself together and to find the encouragement and the drive and the will to get back up and be that happy soul that I always am and try to find a way to love myself again, get back on my feet, look to the future with purpose, make my family happy, make my kids proud, make myself proud, make my wife proud. I'm trying to find the drive to do that again. And it's been rough. It's been tough to try to find some encouragement. Like, you know, do you know how many times I done sat at this computer and just wanted to record a podcast and say this stuff, but just never did it? It's been so many. And then just on the podcast side of things, there's been so many stories that came out that I wanted to talk about, but just did not feel like getting in front of the computer and pressing record. I just didn't feel like doing it. And there's been so many times I wanted to make YouTube videos for my YouTube channel and just did not feel like doing it because of how I feel right now. And maybe, you know, me recording this is the first step to me trying to get back into the swing of things and just get my shit together and, you know, get my happiness back. Like, get, like, be back to being the happy person that I am. So my, I can be proud of myself and not be down on myself so much. And so that's where we're at now with 2021. I'm really trying to look forward to the future with purpose. I'm trying to get out of this midlife crisis rut that I feel that my brain is in. You know, I'm still strong. I mean, looks don't mean nothing, but I still get told I look like I'm in my 20s. But I mean, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, to be honest. I really don't. I don't care about that. A lot of us put too much stock on looks anyway. All looks fade at some point. But I think that's all I got to say. Like I said, there's so many things that fucking happened, man. I would get into it, but I really don't even know where to begin. Shit, RIP Doom. I hated the fact that I started my new year off with that. Getting the news that MF Doom died was one of my favorite MCs, like, ever. Like, literally of all time. He was an underground cult classic. And the thing is, as much as he was underground, he was also mainstream kind of at the same time. But, I mean, if you know, you know. A lot of people don't know. But then a lot of people did. I love that guy. He was a fucking icon. What else didn't happen in 2020? Trump is fucking out of office finally. And now we got Biden in there doing whatever the fuck he's supposed to do. Look, man, these presidents, man, look, none of this shit means shit to me. Like, I've had people ask me, like, did you vote? And I'd be like, no. and they would be like, why? And a lot of people don't like my answer, but it's the same answer I give everybody. And it's depending who I talk to, I change the answer. But I don't necessarily change the answer. I change how I say the answer. If I'm talking to people that I'm comfortable around, they say, why do you, well, when I'm talking to somebody that I'm not comfortable around, they're like, why didn't you vote? I'm like, because I don't care. And then I, you know, go on to explain why I don't care. Now, if I'm talking to people I know, they're like, so why didn't you vote? I'm like, because I don't give a fuck. So I'm I'm saying, and this is a true story. Like, I'm saying the same thing. I'm just saying it more, just more being myself. Like, I don't give a fuck. That's why I don't vote, because I don't fucking care. If I'm talking to some white lady who's a stranger, I'll just say because I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to my friends, I might say because I don't give a fuck. But I'm saying the same thing. I just don't care. Like, at the end of the day, we're all going to wake up, go to work, come home, take care of families, feed our families and go to sleep. I don't care who's in office. That's what we're going to do with our lives. Whether they raise taxes, lower it, take it away, give it to us, give us health care, take it away, make it cheaper, make it expensive, give us free school, don't give us free school, give us jobs, don't give us jobs, create more jobs, take away more jobs. We're all going to find a way to eat, sleep, shit. You know what I'm saying? That's basically the circle of life. Eat, sleep, shit, make more kids. And do it again. Like, we're going to find a way to do that. It doesn't matter who's in office. We're going to all do it. Look what happened with the pandemic when it first jumped off. Everybody found a way to eat, sleep, and shit. You know, some people couldn't. Some people could. But eventually, everybody got the businesses. Everybody got back to doing what they do. So it's just like, and that's kind of how I feel about, you know, politics. Like, I don't give a fuck who's there. I don't give a fuck who's there on a local level. I don't give a fuck who's there on a national level. All I know is every day I'm going to get up, go to work, come home, get a check, feed my kids, go to fucking sleep. And I'm going to do that no matter who's in office. So I don't give a fuck who's there. That's just how my simple brain works. And I'm sure there's more to it. And I'm sure that I should probably get more invested. But I just don't give a fuck enough to try. And I will say, though, if I was to vote, it'd be for Andrew Yang. I really like Andrew Yang. I like what he speaks for. I like that when he's asked the question, he answers the fucking question. I will say this. That motherfucker there answers the questions. That's always been my biggest problem with these fucking politics. They don't answer the questions. They'll say some shit like, so what are you going to do for the black community? Well, you know, I know a guy named Jim. He went to... I met him in Alabama, and I was down there with his family, You know, they was telling me about all the problems they have down there. And I know he's a good guy. And, you know, there's a whole lot of people like him in this community. And, you know, and that's the thing I'm here to talk about today. And, you know, we're going to get some things, you know, taken care of. What are you going to do? You didn't answer the fucking question. You just said a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's how most politicians talk. They don't answer the question. They just say a bunch of shit. And in every interview I've saw, Andrew Yang answers the fucking questions. And that and there's a genuineness in that, which makes me believe that he is the guy. Like if I was there ever, if y'all ever saw me with a Georgia voter sticker, know that I probably voted and it probably was for Andrew Yang. That's about the only motherfucker I'd vote for president. But other than that, I don't give a fuck. That's just some of the shit that's been going on. You know, what else? I don't know. The fucking Super Bowl, that happened. Yo, Kansas City. I will say this. I am not a fucking Super Bowl. Super Bowl. I am not a football analyst. I'm not the guy who's in the big circles at work or at the bar or at the couch. And I know every fucking player's name because I fucking don't. I watch football like how females watch football. I watch it when my team is winning and I turn the shit off when they're not. I'm going to be honest. I am not the guy who knows everybody's name, their positions, what they did last year, their college. I don't give a fuck that much. I watch football like how females watch football. I watch it when my team is winning, and I don't watch it when they're not. But I did watch the Super Bowl because even though my team wasn't in it, my team is the Eagles, by the way. Even though my team wasn't there, because I watch football like a female, I just watched it because it was on. And I also watched it because the Super Bowl playoffs is always the most entertaining ones to watch because you can see the hunger, like everybody's hungry for that chip. Everybody want that ring, so those are the most entertaining games to watch when everybody's hungry for that ring. So yeah, but Kansas City got their asses kicked and fucking the Tom Brady conspiracy theories can stop. Because he's the fucking GOAT. He went to another team and got another motherfucking ring. That guy right there, man. This shit turned into my feeling to a fucking sports podcast. But yeah, man, he's just that motherfucker there is just a fucking GOAT. Like, I don't think there's nothing else you can say. That guy is, you can't, he is who he is. He's a great fucking quarterback. I don't care what team he go to. Hell, I wish the Eagles got him. Even though, at least when we played our Super Bowl, we beat him. At his prime, that's what made it so dope. But shit, he's just a GOAT. So congratulations to the motherfucking Buccaneers. Crazy ass Florida, I know, going crazy down there. What else is going on? Everybody's wearing masks. Everybody's trying to get their shit back to normal. All of these damn celebrities are starting podcasts and doing YouTube channels and shit because everybody can't make shows and go on the road no more. We didn't see everybody's gray hairs. It's fucking crazy seeing that all these celebrities look like they don't age and then coronavirus hit. You see how fucking old everybody actually looks. Like, Jesus. So they are regular people. You know what I'm saying? They are regular people. Damn, that's what they look at the house. That's how you look at the house? But yeah. At this point, I'm just rambling. I feel a little better getting on the mic and talking. It does encourage me to get back into my podcast and start recording again. I gotta record a new intro and outro music though, because I fucking lost the one that I had. I don't know what happened to it. I fucking lost it. I got so many flash drives of music, so it's like I can't find the one I made. I gotta make a new one. Eventually, I'll make a new one. Oh man, I need a fucking laptop. I need a better one. The one I gave my daughter, it sucks. And my wife sucked too. I gotta get a new one. I mean, hers is better than the one I had, but still, gotta get a new one. So I can do better producing all my freaking music and all that shit. But other than that, if you guys check this out, man, I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate all the listeners in the past, future listeners. I know I've been going for a long time, but I'm going to try to crank out more podcasts. It ain't always going to be about me. I even know a lot of them are. But I do be having to get this shit off my chest because in a way it is therapeutic for me to say how I feel. So that's it, man. We back on track. I was going to rename the podcast, but you know what? I'm fucking keeping the name because I like the name. And I'm going to stick with it. So thanks for listening. And I will see you guys again on the next podcast. And you are now listening. I'm trying to do the outro and I'm doing the intro and I'm supposed to be doing the outro. Jesus, I'm fucking up. It's been a long time since I did this. I'm sorry. Anyways, I'm out of here, man. Peace out. Thanks for listening to the SP. I'll see you guys later.